When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Well, hey there, beloveds. Happy Friday. Hopefully you guys are having a really great week. It's been really pretty weather here in Maryland. Well, sort of. It's been up and down. Mother Nature's had an attitude. Either we've had like super sunny days and it's been really pretty, or today it like got chilly out. So I'm like, make up your mind, Mother Nature, because it is wedding season coming up. And I know that I'm like almost 3 years out from my wedding, but I don't care. I still love weddings. I love the whole season. I love all of it because I planned mine for like damn near 30 years. So I'm still going to live it every day. But I have one of my favorite people in the world on the phone with me today, my wedding planner, my girl Katie from Rose Gold Events. Hey, Katie.
Oh my goodness. Hello, my bride. Thank you for having me on your podcast again. I'm so honored.
She called me her bride.
You are my bride.
I'm such a damn sap because I always tell Katie every time I talk to her, I'm like, I miss your soothing voice because
I think
6 months, I was calling her crying over something every day, but I have always told you guys, like, we're going to get into a lot of different things in the podcast today, but I'm going to make a point really quick to say this. I've always told you guys that even if you only get a day of wedding planner, they are worth their weight and not gold, but platinum, because why people want to spend all that money on one day just to have it go to crap or be the bride running around like a chicken with her head cut off, I will never know. But we're going to get into all that, and I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of things that, like, I rebudgeted for my wedding in order to make sure that I had some things to make sure that the day went well, i.e. Katie, a nanny, those kinds of things. But first, before we do that, I want to get into a little bit with Katie some wedding trends that are in and are out. But I'm getting ahead of myself because I get excited to talk to Katie. So, Katie, how long have you been wedding planning for?
Oh my goodness. So I've been in the event industry for 17 years, and actually Monday is my 10-year anniversary for my business.
Congratulations.
So thank you.
Rose Gold Events, I didn't really happenstance on it. I went to a Rose Gold Event wedding that was my cousin-in-law, I guess now. It was my husband's cousin's wedding. And I think, Katie, you weren't at that one, but your team took care of that one for you, I think, because I don't think I met you at that one.
Yeah, so I was there. I helped get the bride down the aisle, and Kristen, who was at your wedding, who is my OG, has been with me forever, was at your wedding. She led the day, so it was perfect. It was just a great, so I got to help get her down the aisle and then get a little cocktail after. It was wonderful.
Oh, that's right, because you guys and Nicole, you guys are friends, you know, so you were kind of
there.
So that's why, okay. I remember it being something like that, but I didn't remember seeing any difference in the excellence for her wedding from mine. And as a matter of fact, it was kind of like, okay, we need her. Because I am a psycho, and I know how to plan things. I know how to plan events. I do my own events, obviously, with the Vision Board event coming up. But for your wedding, you'll want to be a bride. And
yeah.
If you guys haven't heard the podcasts, a million of them that I did at my wedding, I'll get into that after we get into the trends, but I am going to hammer this home that this is probably one of your most important purchases for your wedding day, next to the rings. Okay, so wedding trends that are in and out for 2024, and I want to get your take on these, Katie, because I think that you'll probably agree with some of these that I won't, because we definitely had the same, you're so in sync with me the days of. But I think everybody has their wedding style or whatever, and everyone's different. I was romantic, semi-traditional, and I say semi because I X'd out a lot of the traditions that I didn't want to do, and that's okay. But this one says, what's in? This is by Vogue magazine, so pretty hefty name there, in my opinion. So ceremony Friday and party on Saturday. So they're basically saying you get 2 days out of it, and sometimes it's cheaper to do weddings on Fridays, right?
So a little bit. It really depends on your venue about splitting up the days. I mean, now with COVID and all the reschedules after that, we're kind of at a place where over that. I had an event in D.C. last night, and we were leaving a hotel, and a wedding party was coming in saying that they had a wedding, you know, a Wednesday night wedding. So I would say more so Monday through Thursday now is going to be more cost saving because Fridays have gotten so popular. A lot of people like having, as you said, spaced out, having a whole wedding weekend.
Oh, God. Like, okay, as much as I planned my wedding for half of my life, I was so damn done with it. By the time you put me in that car, Katie, I was over it. I was like, let's drive to St. Michael's and do nothing but eat and be together. I used to say, oh, I want to plan a vow renewal. No, never, ever again. If I do, it's going to be me, Marcel, on a beach with a good photographer, and that's it.
Hey, I'll got you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you let me know. I'll set that up for you. I got you. Don't you worry.
I could see, like, you know, you go, it's more relaxed, I guess, maybe that way. So you get the ceremony done and then there's not as much pressure and you really get into the party part of it. Like, I don't know. I guess because I'm very used to being parts of big events, being in radio, I wasn't super, I don't know, and I had Katie, I wasn't super concerned about the event not going well because honestly, I didn't do anything but smile and run around after the ceremony.
But I want to hear.
You know, it was like, I didn't have any kind of issues really at all. Marshall got drunk. And as he should, because that was probably the third time in his life that I've ever seen him that way. Okay. Dutch Masters inspired floral. So the influence of Dutch Masters inspired floral design is, what is that? People are catching the trend of artful fruit dipped. No. Fruit dipped landscapes with creative, often darker arrangements. Flowers are in and in an old heavy way. We're seeing big, extremely architectural moments. Ah, flowers for your fruit for your centerpieces. Huh. What are your thoughts on that, Katie?
So it's funny because I was thinking when you're like, hey, we're going to chat. I'm like, well, what's something different?
Yeah.
So fruit in the centerpieces. I did go to an event last night and the florist had amazing. It was great. And it was very funky. It was like a DC. It was pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I like an artful like lemon or a lime or like some figs or some oranges. You know what? I like it. I'm here for it. If it's done, you know, creatively and I like the fruit. I'll go for it.
The only thing I will say to this, because I sound like a complete snob, and it's not like I'm an expert in any way, shape, or form, and is that, like, if you're going to go out there with some of the decor and do it trendy like that, then make sure it matches the rest of the stuff.
Yes.
Just because that wouldn't necessarily work. Like that would really be great in, like, an architectural building, or if the bride's dressed up like a lot of structure. Do you?
Yes.
You know what I mean? But if I was sitting here on, like, a wedding panel, this is what I would say.
Yeah, I think as long as the design's cohesive.
Yeah. See, she says it so much better than I do. So this one, because this was the only thing, not the only thing, but this is the one thing that my husband asked for during our wedding, September 2021, originally 2020. It was during the COVID. We weren't sure if we were going to have an in-person. We weren't sure what was going to happen. This has to do with the cakes. My husband, the only thing he asked for in terms of wedding planning is he wanted an in-person tasting. As a matter of fact, we went all the way from Frederick to Baltimore, actually Newmarket to Baltimore at that point, which they were amazing. Yeah, yeah's cakes. Oh my God. They were great.
Yes, they were amazing.
It was delicious. They were so great to work with. They were not super expensive. But they're saying now, skip the actual table service and pass slices to those guests who want them. And for the rest, they can in custom go-to boxes on their way out. I do like the go-to box thing because we had so much cake afterwards. It was crazy. And we didn't save the top. That's nasty to me. But I love that cake cutting moment. Like, that's one of my favorite videos from my wedding because it was just so traditional to us. And one of my friends was like, grab her ass, Marshall. And it was just like this funny like moment that I was like, I love that. And it's like, because I don't think in my wedding particularly we had too many moments aside from like the dances and stuff like that, that it was like come focus on us. It was kind of like everybody just go free reign and run around. So what do you think go to slices? It could be cheaper slices versus the traditional cake.
I mean, I love, like, as you said, like, I love a good cake cutting moment.
Yeah.
And I have some clients who, you know, they don't want the big announce, but sometimes we'll do a little, like, we call it a low-key cake cutting where they're just getting, say, you know, parents or any VIPs, grandmas, whomever, take them aside. And then they do, like, really sweet, intimate cake cutting while the party's still going on.
I love, like, love that. Yes. Like, okay. That's great. Yeah. Because I know a lot of couples want that moment to see if he's going to smash it in her face, but I literally, like, my makeup artist, you can hear him in the video going, don't touch our face.
Yes. he was ready.
Yeah. I was like, if you dare, Marshall, this is probably the most expensive attire that I will ever wear in my life. He knew better. It was a cute picture, though. Like, that was a fun moment. So I really like that, though, the idea of going off to the side, having that cute moment. All right. Because I just think a lot of times people go all the way to the left with trying to get rid of traditions, and then they regret it. Like, I've spoken to a bunch of former brides that say they wish they had gone, not necessarily like a certain style for their dress, but like a big poof. The lady that does my lashes, she said she had a beautiful dress for her wedding, but she's like, I could go to dinner in this. I want to feel like I'm wearing a wedding dress. So I think when too many traditions get just thrown out the window, it just feels like a party. So I like your spin on that one. That's really good. And I don't mind the dessert station at all. I didn't have it.
Oh,
like you said, all the cake was still there.
I mean, I love desserts. Like, I love, like, hey, I will say, you know, some of my couples who don't like or aren't big on cake, I go, hey, do a cookie bar. No one, who doesn't like cookies?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that
especially
was
the takeaway.
Yeah. Like, that was the, ooh, the, yes, give them some warm cookies to go home with when they're drunk.
Ooh.
That was the one thing I wish we would have done. And by the end, but it was like something we put off. We were going to do like a donut wall because my husband's a cop, funny, haha. And we just like, he brought me donuts on the first date. And we're going
to,
yeah, it was cute. Like, we were going to make the donut wall. But then by the time he had made that backdrop of the greenery wall for us, we were like, screw it. We're done. Eat cake. It's fine. You know, like, if we ever renew it, maybe we'll do one of those, but I doubt it because I'd never, ever again. I came, well, I saw, I married. Bye.
You married, and you know what? Your greenery wall was beautiful. It was such a great backdrop. And I will say for the donut wall, so sometimes depending what kind of donuts you have, they get a little funky on the donut wall. So I think you did the good choice with the greenery wall.
Yeah. Oh, yuck. I didn't think about that. Like, see what I mean? This is why you need a Katie in your life. So the next one, I think if you want to do a lot of entertainment at your wedding, this could be really cool. I wouldn't personally do it because I wanted guests to like mingle and enjoy and bring the two families together and just have it be that. So enter the era of the drone show. Some women or some couples are doing innovative spectacle. Oh my God. Instead of a traditional fireworks display, they're doing drone displays. Okay. Like, that feels like that would get very expensive to do. And who does?
Yeah.
Like, who is that, your photographer or your videographer? Like,
I don't know.
Hey, if you got the money to do it, go ahead. Like, I had a drone at my wedding because Paul Lock, love him, by the way.
Paul's the best.
Every damn penny. Like, every time I watch that video when I'm mad at Marshall, I'm no longer mad at him. So thank you, Paul.
Marshall, thanks, Paul.
Right? But I think the fireworks is cool. I didn't do a lot of that stuff, extra things. I didn't obsess over those things because I obsessed over other things enough. And I'll get into that of why I didn't do certain things. But another one on this list is wedding stylists. Okay, it says our brides and grooms are taking their wedding wardrobes to new heights, enlisting the help of professional stylists to curate diverse looks for their special wedding weekend. From embracing non-white, non-traditional dresses to giving the wedding party more freedom to style themselves, attire is all about making a statement. The attention to style adds a touch of sophistication to the overall celebration. Katie, I'm going to get to your thoughts about this in a minute because this was the one thing that I was a damn bridezilla about. Well, the second thing. I wanted traditional dresses for my girls, my women, my whatever, my best friends in the whole world. Now, mind you, if these... Wait, did I have six or seven? I had six. Seven? Shoot. Anyway.
Let me count back.
It was six. It was six plus my knees. Yes, yeah, six. Yeah. And I literally, if they were there and Marshall was there, I wouldn't really have cared if anybody else was there. They were just my core people. I can't even remember how many. But I wanted everybody to have the same dress. And obviously, I had a lot of different body types going on. And oh my God, the drama over this dress. I sent like seven to them. I wanted a certain color. I wanted it to be very muted. Essentially, I didn't want to look at any of my photos in 10 years and go, what the fuck was I thinking? Ew. And I had, you know, my 20-year-old, 18 at the time, niece. I had my sister who's got a booty like J-Lo. I had my best friend in the world who has, like, got the tatas from heaven. You know, like, I had all these different body types, but I wanted the same dress. Like, going back on it, I still probably would not have gone with different dresses only because I wanted to be the focal point, you know, like wanted my dress to be the thing because my dress also was, it was ornate and it was pretty and flowy, but it wasn't like really loud. And it was my day, but I wanted it to be beautiful for them too. I maybe would have wanted a little more input, but some of my bridesmaids, the jewelry they were trying to put together with it was very loud and all over the place. And I feel like a lot of times, you know, even brides, they want to make all of, they want to put everything in the kitchen sink in there. And it's just like, you don't need all of that. And I a lot of my friends would have done that. So what are your thoughts about letting the wedding party have more freedom with their styling?
I think, you know, ultimately comes down to the bride's call. Like, as you said, you wanted everybody in the same to be very cohesive look. Love that. I also think, if you're like, hey, you don't necessarily need the same, you know, style of dress, but how about we're doing the same color palette or the same kind of fabric? That way it's a little different and cohesive. That's fun. I have had some really fun weddings. Also kind of works better if you have a smaller wedding party.
Yeah.
Where it's like a theme, like where it's like molten metals and it's like very glitzy can be fun, or like kind of spring soft palettes. I think if it's something that ties in and you kind of know what everyone's desired look, I think it can be great. I've also seen this trend where it's gone crazy, where it doesn't make any sense. So I think laying the, not boundaries, but voicing your concerns.
Yes.
Yeah, being like, boundaries. Hey, yeah, yes, boundaries. We always love our boundaries, right?
I mean, Katie's being very nice and professional, like shit. My sister was like, because she's a stylist and she had designed dresses before. Don't think I did, Erica. Don't think I didn't notice that train you had a back on your dress, okay?
Mm, we're on to you.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and she tried to have her friend stylist create her a belt. So that's why I was like, no, just no. And
yeah, don't outshine the bride. Like, I would say that.
And what was funny to me is all the people that were trying to like do that, they had already had their day. Some of them had two. Or three.
Yeah.
So quit it. It's like, if you have friends that aren't jerks like that, not that my friends are jerks, none of that. It was great at the end of the day. Like, it was very nice. I think that for me personally, before y'all think that I sound like a total biatch right now, I bought them their jewelry. I think this too. Like, if you're going to force them to wear a certain something aside from their dress, you need to maybe buy it for them.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, be like, I want this Swarovski teardrop crystal earring and you have to go spend $85 on it. Like, I bought them their earrings, and for their shoes, I said, I don't care what it is as long as it's flats. That was another big thing. And I was like, sorry, my husband and I are mini people and, you know, we're not going to look like, you know, little tiny miniature figures at our wedding. But I like the idea of stylist for your day if you're not super savvy in that.
Yeah.
I had like a different look for everything I wanted to do. Like, for my bridal shower, it was in Florida, so I wanted super sexy, skimpy. Like, it was $13 on Shein, friends.
Oh, like, there you go.
You know, Rent the Runway is great for that. My wedding, my second dress, that was a last minute decision, literally like 7 days beforehand. And I'm glad because I was so hot in all those layers. And it was like, just, it was from Lulu's. It was like $87.
That's right. And the jacket. Yeah. So cute.
So the jacket was made by me. Took that off in
That's
3 seconds.
So cute. Let That's right.
Take the picture. You know, and I want to say something to this too about the bridesmaids. I said to them, literally bring an extra dress. After the pictures are taken, I don't give a shit what you have on. Like, get comfortable. One of my bridesmaids, Carla, came down in this like little slinky black frock. I was like, do it. I don't care. You know, she came down. She's like, is this okay? I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, after the wedding, I don't care. But next on the list was digital guest books. I forget. Did I have a guest book? I don't think I did. No.
I don't think you did either.
We had our website, which a lot of people said their well wishes. And obviously in this day of Instagram, you got them there forever, all the well wishes.
But
saying, instead of the traditional guest book, do a digital one that, you know, everyone can just do, like, oh, you can do videos. And it's sort of like an Instagram for weddings. I like that.
Yeah. So a popular one now that I've done, I think once or twice, I have another wedding coming up doing it. And it's called After the Tone. And it's a little phone you rent.
Ooh.
And you talk into it and you almost leave like a voicemail. So they compile it of all the like little voicemails on your wedding day, which is really fun.
How adorable is that? Oh, wow. They got all the cool stuff now.
Crazy.
Like another on this list, I really like this idea. Tonal design palettes. So basically, the shades of blue, if you're going to be like, what is the thing? As a recent shades of blue wedding dinner in Venice we organized, there's built-in restraint and sophistication when challenged to work with one color, but there's also interesting layering depth of design that comes into play. Okay, so I don't want to say I semi did this with my wedding, because where we got married, God, that teal carpet. But it worked out. I'm still on the teal carpet, Katie. We had the most beautiful wedding in a very old church. It was, you know, historic 1800s with the damn teal carpet. For me, I didn't do anything to that church. And in the pictures, it looked beautiful because it was very old school. And I just wanted it that, like, very simple. But then our reception venue at Vintage, I wouldn't exactly call it just farmhouse, but it was just, there was so many things going on that I was like, I just want like different shades of blush, white, cream, and green in the flowers, and that's it. Because I think when you do that, you let your venue shine and not all the doodads.
Oh, absolutely.
I just, again, that's where it comes in. Where for some, if you're, it depends on the vibe. You know, if you're going for complete glitz and glamour, Jersey Shore, do it. But another one that they said that I would say hell no to, at least the total package, absolutely not, because my girl Tori did the damn thing for my wedding. My wedding photographer was phenomenal.
Oh, Tori's the best.
She's so good. I love her. Documentary style photography. So social content is a top priority in 2024. They're saying, obviously, like, I paid the extra money to have the Instagram reel of my video, but they're saying, fewer posed portraits, more candid content, but even like grainy photography and video. No, thank you. Nope. No, thank you. Absolutely not. I am a big fan of the traditional. What do you think, Katie?
I mean, I do love a photojournalistic aspect where obviously, you know, you do a couple of portraits, but just kind of like being in the background and like just taking these, you know, capturing these candid moments. Like, I love that style, like the photojournalistic, like, not too posy. Obviously, if there are certain pictures you want, getting that, but just really capturing the day as it unfolds. Like, I do love that.
I do, like, yes, because I will say my favorite picture from the wedding that was in my hallway, that's literally like almost as tall as me, because whenever I'm mad at Marshall, I look at it and remember why I love him. It was when I was such a twerp. I, like, when we did our, like, entrance, I took my dress and, like, twirled into the wedding.
Yes.
And there was one shot that Tori got that was phenomenal, that my dress was, like, chasseing to the side, and I kissed Marshall, and it was this beautiful moment, and the photo has, like, movement to it. You could feel, I got goosebumps. You could feel that, like, joy. And
the emotion. Yeah.
Like, I love that part, because Marshall was not a fan of the posy-posy. He gets the weirdest smile ever when that happens, and I was actually pretty behaved for our wedding, because I think it was like 30 minutes. Like, because when he started, he was like, I want a beer or whatever. But the only thing I don't love is like the grainy photography, because for me,
the out of focus.
Yeah. Like the four, like where it's got like the date on it, like 1997. That's a trend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that could be kind of cute for one or two. Or, you know, have somebody that has that kind of camera. I wouldn't pay somebody extra to do that at my wedding.
No.
It's just because for me, like, for example, like my dress, it was like a damn chameleon. In certain lights, it was like white and then it was cream, but it was actually blush. And I wouldn't want I want those details of those things. Like,
Yeah. I think with like Oh, sorry. I was looking at the photojournalistic, like, just capturing, like, seeing how your dress, like, kind of does change. Like, I think that's such a cool, like, looking back on your photography and, you know, shout out to these photographers who are amazing and know their craft of, you know, just getting everything you want. That's why we always make it to do, like, okay, what are your must-have photos? Like, what's important to you? But then also just letting the dam hold.
That's one of those things that people think is a tedious thing that your wedding planner will ask you to do. I was a psycho and kind of already had that in my head. But it's important because after the day, that's that moment where it's like, I don't know what I want. But then after you get it, you know what you want. Like, no, ma'am. So this one says over the top dress codes, like not even just for the bride and groom, but for the guests. And I kind of like this. My DTs came to this wedding looking like sparkly peacocks. My aunts that came, like, I'm all about, get dressed up, do the damn thing, as long as it doesn't go against what the bride or groom want. And what do you think about this? Because I recently just went to a listener wedding, which was the greatest thing ever. And I tirelessly always work to not have anywhere near the wedding, like, colors or anywhere. That rule will always stay. No white, no cream, not even a pale pink, damn it. Her dresses for the bridesmaids were royal blue. Guess what flowers were in my dress? Royal blue. But I like the idea of the guests going over the top because it's a formal event. Like, make it as big or as small as you want it.
Yeah. And, you know your guest list. So, hey, if you think you're going to get a lot of pushback that aren't going to like it, then why are they coming to your wedding anyway? Exactly. No, I don't know.
Or if they don't like it, then play along until the day is over and get over it.
Yes. Exactly.
Male brooches. That's another one on here. Marshall would have said, hell no. He would have said, hell no. I mean, do it if you want to. Why not?
If it makes you happy, go for it.
Like, and maybe even in lieu of a boutonniere, because Marshall's got smashed to smithereens and I loved it, but I mean, why not? Marshall would have laughed at me if I would have asked him for that. Meaningful, non-formal menus. I like this too, because I think that ours was pretty non-formal. Like, we had buffet and I wanted that versus a sit down because I don't like the idea of you being chained to your chair until the salad and then the food and then all that.
Yeah.
We had like I like a lot of tapas things. So I wanted a lot of noshes. We had like little mini tacos, I think it was. And then we had like little sandwiches. We had like tomato soup shooters and little grilled cheeses.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I love so those little conversation piece meals. I like this part.
I like that. I always like asking my clients too, like, before we do a tasting or coming up with the menu, I'm like, what are your favorite foods? Where do you guys like to go out to eat? You know, it doesn't have to be the formal, like, we need to have a, crab cake. I mean, hey, Maryland, love the crab cake, but we need a surf and turf. I mean, I'm always about a crab cake. But you can say, like, we love tacos. We get tacos every night. Like, let's incorporate that in your cocktail hour. Let's do something fun. You said you love noshes. Let's do it. Let's show it up. Let's do your day. Let's do your favorite foods.
Well, they're even saying on here that you can do at the end of the night, instead of just traditional like fast food or a food truck, that you could order something that everybody would get when they were drunk or hungover, like pho or like getting cereal. I love this. I think I really would love this. Like a cereal bar at a wedding that they can take home. Or like I really like that. I think that's cool.
I mean, late night food is always a hit. I will say I've never had it. It's late night grilled cheeses, as he said, the pizza. It's always a hit.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, okay. So this is a good one too. Wedding crests. I'm all about a tradition. I'm all about things looking vintage. They're saying now, like, a lot of people will put their monogram all over everything, but that is supposedly on the outs. And now they're creating custom logos that aren't necessarily your names. It could be anything. I think this is sort of in addition to like the hashtag thing, because that was always big. Ours was obviously easy. We got this wedding. But I really like this idea of creating your own crest, you know, because like Princess Diana and Charles, like he gave her that signet ring and that's their family crest. I like that a lot.
I like it. And that's something you can incorporate, like starting with your save the date or your invitations and then just carry that on through on different, you know, say it's like hand painted on your bar, your cocktail napkins or your menu, just, you know, or even doing a gobo, which is like the pretty lights on the wall. Like, I like that. Like, exactly. Instead of a monogram, a crest. I mean, I'm a monogram girl, but I like that. I can get down with some crest.
How about a monogram and a crest and go crazy?
Ooh, now we're talking.
Okay, so now a couple of the things that are in, and this makes me sound very crusty with my wedding, because the ins, champagne towers, or so, sorry, the outs. That's another in, is the champagne tower, which I really do like that. But something that is out was, hold on, let me find it, was farewell brunches. They're saying don't make your guests stay another day after the wedding, because if they have an extra day in town, they want to go spend it with themselves. I agree. I didn't want to hang out with anybody after my wedding. I was like, oh, y'all get out of my face. Bye-bye. So they're also saying, and I completely disagree with this one, they're saying sweetheart tables are out. They're saying celebrate with family and friends, choose a communal dining experience. The only reason I say this is because that thing that they say about brides not being able to eat a damn thing because every time you go to take a bite, somebody wants a kiss. And I like the idea of having a sweetheart table, because I think it was those little moments as Marshall and I were sitting together with no kids hanging off of us for the first time in a year.
Yeah.
And we were really paying attention to who was speaking. And it was really like a very, it was intimate, even though the whole room was watching. I don't know. I like a sweetheart table.
I love a sweetheart table, because, you know, once you get to that point, you're not getting mobbed, but, you know, people are always coming up, and the sweetheart table, I'm like, please sit. Don't get up and hug anybody. Eat. Because if you don't, like, once you get up, it's a free-for-all.
Yep. Very true. And eat, friends. Eat.
Yes.
Eat. I didn't. I tried. I was like, I just couldn't do it. I tried to eat. So that's why by the time when the cake came around that nobody was eating, I was like, give it all to me. Because I was like, I want all of the cake. Let's see what else. Large bridal parties are out. I don't agree with that. Because for me, I had more friends that I wanted to stand up behind me. And like next to me than I did that I wanted to be there.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if I could rewind the clock, there's a few people that wouldn't have made the list.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. Formal departures are apparently on the out. I didn't do a formal departure. We just kind of went over to the pub bar afterwards, and I loved that. It was like, we're out. But I think a lot of people like that, like the bubbles or the fireworks. But I don't think
it cuts into your timeline too. Yeah. Like if you do like a big sparkler, like you're going to have to, you know, cut 15 minutes at least off the end of your night just to get everybody lined up and set up. So something to think about.
You're corralling chickens at that point and drunk ones.
Yes. Drunk chickens.
The only one thing that I will add to this list that I wish I would have done, and tell me your thoughts about this, Katie. Marshall's aunt actually suggested this, and I'm mad that I didn't do it. Is after, if you do a formal send off or you send everybody out and be like, bye-bye, you do one last dance with just you and him. When the whole place is a mess, take the photography there. Like that could be like your, you know, documentary style photography, and just have one last dance of just you two. I wish I would have done that. But I think that's really cool. Katie, what's like one thing that couples do for like intimate moments that you can maybe think of that like maybe some people wouldn't think to do? Because like the cake wedding was one of them.
Yeah. Well, kind of as you said, like the last night or the last dance, the end of the night. I love, say you have, you know, a band or you guys learn to dance. That go in during cocktail hour, talk to, you know, the band or even the DJ, practice your first dance together, especially if you choreograph something, the two of you then, so it gives you one practice, and that's like a sweet moment of just the two of you as well.
I like that. I do. Oh, and you know what? I don't know if it was you that told him this, it might have been, but Marshall, right before all the mayhem went down, right before we were going to make our big entrance, like as the bridesmaids and groomsmen were coming in, he looked at me. He's like, baby, stop. And I was like, wait, what's wrong? My dress on fire? What's going on? And he's just like, no, I just want you to look at the room really quick. And he was like, look at all these people that we brought together. And he's like, we did this. Oh, I'm going to get emotional. He was like, we did this. This is our moment. We did it. You know, so I think that's really cool. But
no, I love that's, you know, that's important because it's about the love of the two of you and bringing, you know, your friends and family together. When it comes down to it, that's the most important part of the day.
And a lot of people forget about that. Like leading up, Lord knows we had the snafus. I think at one point, Katie, I asked you, I was just like, is my wedding just astronomically annoying? Like, is there just more shit that's happened to me with this wedding? And your answer was so cute. You're like, there's a lot that has happened, but nothing we can fix, you know, and it all worked out. Like weren't sure if we were going to have the venue because they switched owners, but it turned out beautifully. You know, there was snafus with my dress and all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, once The dress was on. Once the final swipe of highlighter was on my face, all I kept saying was, I want to see Marshall. I don't give a shit about anything else.
Aww.
I just want to see Marshall. I don't care. Get this veil off of me that I obsessed over for 9 months. I don't care. So
yeah.
I want to ask you, because there's a few things that I cut out because I didn't. I budgeted for things that I felt were important. For me, photography was important. Get the video if you can afford it, friends. Seriously, it's worth it. And I didn't do, my favors were donated, and thank God, because they turned into my crystal intention candle business.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, look at that. The rose quartz that we did.
But I didn't do decorations in the church. I didn't do a whole lot of flowers in my venue. I did statement flowers, like up along the banister and on the fireplace. But I didn't do menus. I didn't do programs because I didn't think that you needed it. I didn't do a lot of like the doodads where they throw things at you. Like, what are some other ways to like have like a budget wedding but still looks great?
Yeah, so I always say, what are your priorities? Like you mentioned everything that was important to you. So exactly. Let's focus on the photography, the videography, those statement pieces. I think that's so wonderful. If you're the kind of bride that's like, I don't really care about flowers, then you know what? We don't need to go over the top with that, or we don't need to add an extra, like I'm a flower girl through and through, but I was, you know, to my clients, I'm like, what do you, you know, there are smaller things that can be very impactful. Like you don't need to fall into that Pinterest rabbit hole of having, you know, the custom everything or, you know, paper goods for, you know, and these are all vendors and things that I love for weddings, but you don't need to have everything. You don't need to have a cookie cutter wedding. There's no, you know, requirements for wedding as long as you get married. So I would say, what are your priorities? If your priorities are like, oh my God, I love cupcakes. Let's get you the best cupcakes out there. You know, let's talk about it. What's important to you?
Hell yeah. I love that. So going into that, like I ditched a couple of the traditions that some people thought you should do. This one's not so shocking, but I walked down the aisle with my mom. She was the OG single mom. I love my stepfather. My son's middle name is after him, but I didn't walk down the aisle with him. My Puerto Rican Catholic titis had a field day with this one. And I'm like, I don't care. It was either going to be that or it was going to be Lyric. I really did not give a shit. I was just like, this is what I want. I'm honoring my past, looking into my future. We also ditched the parent dances because, you know, Marshall's parents weren't there and I didn't want to do one and not have him do one. So we opted in for our family dance instead.
That was so sweet. I love that.
It was one of my favorite moments of the wedding. And I have the ugly cry face in every single one of those pictures, but it was beautiful to remember.
I love that. It was so sweet.
Yeah. Like it was really touching because that was the moment. Like I feel like you can tinker with those things if you don't like, we almost had a snafu with my, what was it, with a garter thing because my 19-year-old niece caught it and it was like a 45-year-old man that was.
No. Yeah. We're like, nope. Shut that down.
Appoint somebody to pinch hit if that happens. Thank you, Sharky, my girl. She's the best because she jumped right in that chair. What are your thoughts on a kid-free wedding? Because we got a lot of shit for this one.
I was like, no. Yeah.
Just no.
It's, you know, it's the couple's call. I personally had a kid-free wedding minus, you know, flower girl.
Yep.
I mean, it's whatever the couple's wishes are. I personally, as being a mom now, like I'm getting a babysitter.
Yeah.
I'm going out. I'm enjoying. I have some, you know, lovely, lovely clients where they have 20 kids at their wedding and that's, you know, will make anything work. But I'm all for kid-free wedding. And I think as a guest, you have to respect the bride's wishes or the groom's wishes.
I mean, here's the thing. Like a couple of even my closest friends were irritated. And I was just like, look, my kids are, they're like, well, your kids are going to be, they're like, yeah, they're my kids. Our pastor did say one thing that I really liked. He's like, if you're going to have the children in the wedding, then you need to let them be children. And, you know, Lyric had a couple of moments where he was like, you know, not really wanting to sit still or pouty. But even some of those moments were so like touching because my husband's best man is so great. And he picked him up and was holding him. And it was a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
And Malin was an angel for the first and last time in his life and didn't cry through the ceremony. My thought is this. If it's not my child, please tell me I'm not the only mom that does this. And I love kids and I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but like if I'm out by myself and I hear another child just wailing, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me. So imagine that on a wedding day are you going to be friends after that if your kid's the one wailing during their vows? I don't know. I feel like if a bride just says, I don't want to have the kids, don't give them flack for it. And then, but then, adversely, I feel like you can't be mad if they don't come.
Yeah.
I mean, you could try, yeah. But. So.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to get into the reasoning why I always say to everyone, with Katie specifically, at Rose Gold Events, in terms of a wedding planner. I was someone that I think, for the most part, or so I thought, had my shit together. I knew exactly who I wanted for most of my vendors. I knew where, when, how. I wasn't indecisive about looks or anything like that. And Katie does all of that, though, by the way. She's not just a planner. She's a stylist as well. That's a big plus here, friends. Because if you're somebody that's very indecisive about that, that's like, sometimes all you need is that extra nudge of somebody that knows what they're talking about. But the reason that I tell all of my friends this is that, look, there is bound to be at least one thing that happens during your day that is the potential to screw up your entire attitude. And that's just the one thing you know about. Because for me, my cardinal rule was if my fucking dress is on fire, put it out and don't tell me. I don't want to know. If I don't need to know it, I don't. And Katie was just an angel. Like every single time there was any sort of a snafu, it was like, boom.
Thank you.
Bitty, bitty, boop, bop. It was over. Like, and this is an added bonus. Like, so Katie, it was a month of planner that I had you, right?
Yeah, I think it was. So my management package is 6 weeks out. So that way we're tying up we're getting caught up on contract. We're getting a general flow for your timeline and just getting caught up to date of, you know, what action items you have left to execute for the wedding day.
And also being your general therapist.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I may not do that to you, but for me it was. I mean, you are definitely putting it into like the business speak of the package, but it was so much more than that because there were so many times where I was having a breakdown and I was like, oh my God, I can't do it. You're like, nope, this is going to, you're fine. It's okay. And it was like, it was like fairy dust, Katie. I'm not even kidding because even Marshall can't calm me down like that. You know, like, I get upset. It's like I have to go through the tantrum and that's it. There's no telling me different. But I always say, like, you want to enjoy that day and just have a point person to take care of it. Because I'm telling you, your bridesmaids are not going to do it. Your mom is not going to do it. And also, don't you want to be chilling with them instead of them off yelling at somebody?
Yeah. And exactly, like, and I always want to thank you so much for always all your love and support and your hype. Like, I just appreciate you so much. But as you said, like, you know, if you're a bridesmaid or you're a family member, like, you want to enjoy it too. You don't want them making sure, you know, your napkins are folded correctly or whatnot. Like, that's not fair to them. Like, they, you know, they want to be part of your day. So get a professional, look into reviews, get, you know, recommendations.
Get Katie.
And really, you know, give me a call. But with any of your vendors, you want to make sure, you know, that there's somebody you vibe with, you feel comfortable with, that, you know, they have, yeah, everybody, especially photography or videography, because they're following you around all day.
I think, I don't know if this is an actual thing, but I think this is what I kind of noticed, at least with you, Katie, is that you seem to know, have worked with, or have wanted to work with, I think, all of my vendors, honestly. So you get a group of people that have kind of worked in tandem before, it works. Because Tori, you had worked with before, or I found Tori through you.
Yeah, Tori's amazing.
Yes, she's incredible. And she's so, like, calm. She's like another Katie. And then Paul, he was my videographer. He had a second shooter because I requested that everybody just kind of worked around each other, because a lot of times you'll hear where these people are like, you're in my shot, or, you know, like, it doesn't work that well. You want to be as serene as possible during this day, because listen, I've been in media for 20 years and I can go up on Jingle Ball in front of 35,000 people like it's nothing. I felt like I was going to throw up going into my wedding. Like, it was crazy how nervous I was. But then once those doors hit, I was like, okay. And Katie was back there fluffing my dress. Like,
yeah. Saying, take a breath, and when you're ready, go.
Yeah. And, like, I didn't even know this, but Lyric had, like, a little breakdown or something because he had to walk out. I didn't even see it. Didn't even know.
Didn't
know about a damn thing of it. Like, later on, I had to ask because I think he went down the aisle with my nephew first to get, like, used to it. And I saw this. It was adorable. And again, don't freak out over the little shit, friends. Coming from somebody who's obsessive over everything, in the moment, had I known that was happening, I might have got mad because like, no, I don't want Lyric to, I don't want anybody to see Lyric. It's just this moment, da da da. But it ended up being the most beautiful, adorable photo because the way he's looking at my nephew in that picture.
Oh, it's so, sweet.
So cute. Okay, so give me again the different packages that you have so people can get a feel of what they can maybe budget for or what they would really want or what they think would be like feasible for them.
Yeah, so the day of coordination really is more for myself. It's called wedding management. That's the 6 weeks out. That way we can get, we're meeting, we're getting all your details, we're doing a walkthrough of the space, communicating with all your vendors, we're doing weekly check-ins, just making sure planning's going well, we have, you know, all our last minute things are lined up, we have, you know, our decor document done, we know your ceremony order, all that good stuff. So that's the management. And if someone tells you, hey, they can run your day, huh, and they're just going to show up the day of, be a little weary, be a little weary of that.
Yeah. No, thank you.
So I have that and then, yeah, no, no. And I'm like, ooh, maybe not. At least, you know, get a few meetings in before then. And then full planning where we're working together, you know, whether you need help with your venue or you have your venue and you need photographer, catering, videographer, flowers, rentals, decor, et cetera, we're walking through that whole process together from A to Z and just being a resource and just keeping the planning on a timeline and making sure, you know, doing check-ins and making sure that we have everything done. And obviously we're communicating a lot to make sure that we have, you know, we're all on the same page for what your vision is, what your vibe is. We'll come up with this inspiration board so we can share that with all your vendors as well.
My vibe was frazzled and whining for like,
no.
I'm sure I'm not your worst bride, but I don't know that I was like your easiest in the way of being emotional either. But like, I want to note this with every, like everyone that listens to this. I know weddings are expensive. I know that the minute you put wedding, bride, any of that on any kind of tag, you up the price like 75%. I get that part. But in terms of weddings, a lot of times you get what you pay for. And if it's something that's important to you, do not go the cheapo route and go for somebody that you're cash apping $50 before the ceremony. I literally had a show me the ring bride just recently that she got swindled out of $600 because she had some indie photographer and now she's not even sure that those photos were hers. Like, and that's the thing I think is also important about having someone like Katie with Rose Gold's Events, that her entire team like does this and has relationships with these vendors. So a lot of times you don't think that that's worth it, but it is. And then you have that person that if a month out somebody decides to like exit to the left through no fault of anyone but that person, Katie's got an arsenal of people. We can go, okay, let's figure this out. Let's go here. Like that's really worth it because I do remember that last month of my wedding planning being like very stressful in my own head, but not as stressful as it should have been because I made it worse. But it could be a lot easier. And it's wedding season coming around.
It is.
If you are planning a wedding, Katie, like how, if it's a big affair, you know, traditionally and not like a, you know, smaller-ish wedding, what would you say? How long would you give to plan it out?
Oh, goodness. It depends on how intricate, if it's local, if you're traveling, how many guests. Generally, a year is kind of standard. Mm-hmm. I've thrown a wedding together in 2 weeks. Please don't do that to me too often.
Why?
But there was a lot of things that have changed with the couple. They thought they had it together. They thought their venue coordinator was going to do more, and it didn't. It all worked out.
Because Katie,
give yourself time. Give yourself time. Don't do that to me too often, please.
And don't think it's too far out. Because for me, my original one was a year and a half, and then we had COVID and Malin, and it goes by so fast. Like, and just like I think enjoy that time for sure. So.
Yeah, and don't stress. Give yourself, you know, don't give yourself this crazy big to do list of having to accomplish. And you know, in the Maryland area, the DMV. Fall is so beautiful here. That's one of the most popular times to get married. There's only so many fall weekends. Mm-hmm. So if you have your heart set on a certain venue, like certain time of year, you know, give yourself a little bit more time. And then you also have a little bit more flexibility on what vendors you choose. And I always like to say, like the vendor relationships are so huge. And anybody I recommend are people I've worked with, I know are wonderful, who do great service, great product, and are wonderful to be with. And I always say, selfishly, I want to work with the best people.
Yeah.
It makes my life easier. And I want my clients to feel the same. I want everybody, you know, we don't want some shoddy vendor showing up.
No, I always say this, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And
yeah,
a lot of times when my mom was like, why are you obsessing over this and da da da, but it turned out just the way that I wanted it. I truly mean that. Like, yes, there was a couple of snafus. Yes, there was stuff that I like thought was going to be different. But then when I look back on the day, I'm like, I'm actually kind of glad it went that way. So I can't sing your praises enough, Katie. Like, seriously, I can't count the number of times that you really did save my day. If we ever get around to that Puerto Rican renewal, I will still be calling. I'm not going to put you out there, though, because I might be calling you on the phone, but I don't want to do that to you again. But please give me website, socials, ways that everyone can get a hold of you, get an initial consultation, just chat and like figure out your options, because I think it's just really worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh my, and again, thank you so much for having me on here again. I'm always happy to chat with you, girl, but you can find me on Instagram at rosegoldevent. And my website is www.rosegoldevent.com. And I'm Katie, Katie, at rosegoldevent.com.
You guys, go do it right now if you're planning on getting engaged. And if you're not, go put it on your Pinterest board. I love you guys so much. Don't forget to sign up for the Vision Board event. That's coming up in like a week and some change. So
amazing.
I'm so excited. I'm trying to be like Katie. if you guys haven't signed up, hit me up on Instagram at Riley Couture and I will send you the link. But you guys, thank you so much for listening and I hope you have a great weekend. It's really Riley.